Welcome to the December 2011 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. How in the world did the donut develop a hole? Really, now, this is important. There are, of course, countless theories. The most widely believed one was the declared winner of the Great Donut Debate held in New York City's 1939 World Fair, as judged by many celebrities of the time, including Elsa Maxwell. Anybody remember her? The same theory won in a similar debate at that year's Maine Hotel Association annual dinner, attended by many of New England's top government officials, including Maine's Governor Barrows. Both groups, after examining affidavits, letters, and other documents, declared that Captain Hanson Crockett Gregory of Rockport, Maine, invented the donut hole. Now here's a quote. Young Hanson Gregory, the New York group wrote, was in the kitchen watching his mother make fried cakes. He asked why the center seemed so soggy. She said they were seldom cooked through. The boy then poked the center on a few uncooked cakes with a fork. His mother cooked them that way. And from then on, cooked them that way. So the donut was born, unquote. In 1947, a full century after this incident supposedly occurred, a bronze tablet was placed on the old Gregory home in Rockport. As far as I know, it's still there. It reads, in commemoration, this is the birthplace of Captain Hanson Gregory, who first invented the hole in the donut in 1847. Erected by his friends, November 2nd, 1947. Now, another popular version also recognized Captain Gregory, but claims that the hole was born around 1870 aboard Gregory's ship at sea. The good captain, as the story goes, was at the wheel during a storm, and knowing his fondness for cake, the ship's cook brought him one. Just as he was about to take a bite into it, the ship was struck by a mountainous wave. It forced him to grasp the wheel with both hands. Not wishing to lose the cake, naturally, he jammed it down over the wheel and then proceeded to bring his ship back to course. When the wheel returned to its original position, Gregory noticed his cake still on the spoke, safe and ready to eat, except now it was, voila, a donut. From then on, he ordered his cook to make holes in all future cakes served to helmsmen. Finally, there are those who point out that early New England and elsewhere cooks rolled dough into slender ropes, tying the ends together to form rings. Thus, donut would be a word derived from dough knot. That may be the most believable of all the theories. But do you suppose it is conceivable that it all began in 1623 when an Indian at Plymouth, Massachusetts, shot an arrow clean through a muffin, which in turn gave several pilgrims standing nearby a pretty good idea? Is that possible? Well, anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone.